UC is one of 20 sites across the U.S. where doctors are giving certain hospitalized COVID patients a drug that targets their blood vessels and tries to make them healthier. Early on in the pandemic, researchers recognized the coronavirus could bind itself to arteries and veins and cause damage to the heart, lungs, brain, kidneys, liver, and intestines. COVID patients also had a much higher likelihood of getting blood clots in these blood vessels. The lead physician in this phase 2 clinical trial is Dr. Richard Becker, and explains the drug, razuprotafib, activates proteins on the surface of the cells that line blood vessels.
And this protein that's known as Tie2 is part of the both defense mechanism for the blood vessels and also a way for the blood vessels to remain healthy.
As he says, the drug has shown it can increase the levels of Tie2 to make blood vessels healthier. It's a targeted therapy and can be used in combination with other things.
So this is a way to be very, very selective about treatment for COVID-19. And also to develop drugs that can be used in a complementary fashion with other drugs, whether it's remdesivir or methylprednisolone or convalescent plasma.
In this trial, which may enroll up to 180 patients nationwide, scientists will try to figure out the proper dosage. The participants are hospitalized COVID patients who need supplemental oxygen but aren't on a ventilator. UC's Dr. Duncan Height is co-investigator.
So with the hope being that this would be a subset of patients where there's obviously enough abnormalities for there to be an opportunity for it to have benefit, but where they're not so severely ill that they might be beyond a stage of the illness where the potential benefit of the therapy would be too hard to see.
Height says razuprotafib is given as an injection just under the skin 3 times a day for up to 7 days. The drug is already used for diabetes and renal disease. Height, the director of UC's Critical Care Services, says the phase 2 trial will determine the safety and efficacy of the drug. He emphasizes the drug is not being rushed.
I'm particularly enthusiastic about this trial because they're doing it the right way.
Approval can't come soon enough for some who worry about potential long-term organ damage from COVID. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Cardiology looked at 100 recovered coronavirus patients. 78 of them had heart abnormalities and 60 had heart inflammation. One hope is to prevent the long hauler syndrome, according to Dr. Becker.
And that, in turn, as we continue to follow these individuals, may translate into having fewer people with long haul, or what is also called post-COVID syndrome. But that will only be known with time.
A Washington Post op-ed written by researchers speculates if we don't solve the lasting effects, COVID-19 could have an even bigger impact on public health and the global economy. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.